And the verse that touched me, it was verse 8, where it says, "For God is my record, how greatly I long after you all in the bowels of Jesus Christ." Here it speaks about loving. In my interpretation of Italian, here Paul speaks with affections. He says, "I love you all with affections." And I thought that it was something lighter than love, but when I went to read in the dictionary, affection, so it's, it put affection with participation, so it means to be bound. I love you with the deep affection in Jesus Christ. This is the Italian translation. And Paul is a witness, as you can see here in his prayer. Then in verse 9 he says, "And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment," in Italian, discernment, "that ye may approve things that are excellent." Then verse 11 say, "Being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ unto the glory and praise of God." For this reason, knowledge, we come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ, and that makes us partakers of divine nature. Here speaks also about fruits. The fruit is there when the seed is mature. So there is a time. For this reason, in St. Francis, it needed time for the seed to grow. And also, I was thinking about the new birth. So after the travail, after work, after St. Francis, then the new birth will come. And then this morning we heard that Jesus, through sufferings, he learned obedience. So through sufferings. And then I went in the book of Colossians, when it's written, bearing fruit. And growing or increasing also in knowledge. The more you go forward, the more you know the Lord Jesus Christ. And then also you recognize that if you do not put yourself aside and you let the place to Jesus Christ, it's going to be hard. And the more you want to do something, God is showing you that you have to put yourself aside, and then you always fail. But once you recognize that you cannot do anything, and God is the one who has to live and to manifest himself, then you come to the knowledge that you are not able, then God as a father will come and help us. And this one I said because I believe at the end the price will come. And I believe the growth of a Christian is that it starts with the new birth, the obedience and sufferings. May God bless us all. Amen. Amen. Now it's brother Franco. The experience has to be there. Maybe we speak about that this morning. You did not receive yet the circular letter. I have it in French, naturally, but I believe also in this week you will receive it. And you can find it also in the in the website. Anyway, what is important, seeing what takes place today and all the experience that we are doing in the Lord, for us to reach the goal, because it's necessary to have these trials. Otherwise, we will remain like the age of Laodicean, saying, I'm rich, I'm fine, and nothing is taking place. But instead, things must take place. Peculiar things, they must take place in the life of a believer to make him perfect, and to make perfect our life and our soul. That is what is about. May God bless our hearts. I wanted to read something also before to share with you the what I have in my heart, the message. I wanted to say first this, as the time is already there, is mature, and Brother Frank, God is still granting him grace to be among us. I thought about if on Wednesday we could change our day of meeting for us not to stop the brothers who would like to follow the preaching of Brother Frank on Wednesday. So then on Wednesday we can follow the preaching of Brother Frank, then we change our day of meeting. And I was thinking, and I spoke also with a brother, with Brother Santo. For us doing that, we are not going to neglect or to stop what God is doing, the work is doing in Krefeld. And I believe that it can work. So that's a question, the question that the brother is asking to the church. So you can all decide. Everyone who's here, you can decide. Instead of having the meeting on Wednesday, we can have the meeting on Thursday. I believe it's a good idea. Well, what do we think about it? All the brothers are in. All the brothers are in. Because thinking about this thing, I thought to myself, let us leave Wednesday, then on Thursday we have our meeting, for us not to lose what is being done in Krefeld. It will be a blessing for us. Then I want to add also this. I wrote it down here. But if me, I'm retired, with this lockdown, we are home. We are obliged to stay home. It's also true that the boundaries, the cages are open, so you can go here and there, because the zones, areas in Italy, they are divided in area, and they become yellow. So during the week, when there's no meeting here and there, we can come in the here in the platform, and then we can just speak together. What I want to read here is what Brother Frank said, and I believe you all will read it. They are just small thoughts. The main thing is that he say where is possible the ministry in Britain, they can continue to preach wherever in the earth where the believers are gathered in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord is among them. Matthew 18:20. I please take this thing in your heart. The time has come in which the true believers in earth, they gather together for the Lord to work in all the places, the fulfillment in the redeemed and the preparation of the bride church. Not because here it speaks about prayer, it speaks about consecration. It's about the moment that a Christian has to consecrate himself. But it's true also we have occupation like work and things to do. But the gathering of the saints is it becomes really important at this time. Forgetting things that what we can leave or we can put aside. We have to be together to pray or to share the word together. And then he continue. He said those who belongs to the wise virgin, they have to gather for the preparation. As is written, those who are ready did enter in the for the wedding supper. So I believe that there must be this thirst and this anger, the desire of heart, exactly as it was in Pentecost, where the hearts of the children were brought back to the fathers, and where there is a desire, now the desire must come from the heart. It's not coming with the imposition of the or laying of the hand. The desire of God, it's that we love him with all our heart, willingly or freely. And seeing the time, the way it near, and that is something that God has to put in the heart of the church, but not just here, but everywhere in Belgium, in France, in Germany, that this desire, because the written word, they are written, are enlightened. I underline these words in red because they are important. The devil gives us so much to do, and in the habit that we have so much to do that we also forget the our gatherings, as Paul said in the book of Hebrew, chapter 11, I believe. So our gatherings, we are neglecting. Please take it in your heart. The time comes now in which all the true believers in all the earth, they have to be united in prayer for God to work in all the places, the fulfillment in the redeem. If this is a deep word, if you'd like to read it, or when you will read it, and then we will then sit together and speak about it, without forgetting the main thing that we have to do in the natural life. There was also another thing where it was written about. So the Lord had announced many things to come to pass according related to the end time on earth. There be, so in Luke 20:21-35-37, what is taking place now, what is it in how midst now, and then he gave us a promise. He said, I'll be with you till the end, the consummation of all things. Then Brother Branham followed his commission and he stole the spiritual food, and then it speaks also about himself, Brother Frank, that this food was not just stored by him, but then he distributes this food. Now, be careful, in the whole world, there is thirst of hearing the word of God. Brother Branham used to say, if I'm thirst, that's because God put water there. If I'm anger, if I'm angry, it's because there is something to staunch or to be but people are not recognizing this the food that is around the world now in this position. Brother Frank preach, he's been everywhere according to Matthew 24:14. Also now the preaching are coming out on Wednesday, on Saturday, on Sunday. All these things, they are part of the food that was in this position. But not all have a desire to find this food. For this reason, I wanted to speak a little bit about it, about this. And he continued, say, all the brethren having a ministry from God, they distribute the spiritual food, the true revealed word, the table of the Lord. It never been so. It never been so garnished as in our time, and now we have to be united in prayer with, and the Lord Himself will accomplish His work of redemption with a great power, as in written in Roman. Those are important verses where they speak about the unity of the Spirit. At the end, it's going to be as Brother Branham saw it. The bride, we walk in the same way, and the Lord will accomplish everything what we will pronounce by faith. And this is important for us to stay in the word and in the will of God, for his good pleasure to be upon us. I read just this, but there are many other things. In page 21, speaks about the last information. Then he gave also other information, really important. That's It been quite long that we speak about it, but it must come from our heart, but it cannot be pushed. It's something that you feel it. Lot, he had fire behind his shoulder. He has to run. So God has to grant us grace to feel this necessity or this desire or this need in us. It's true that in the past was different, but now is more. So we have to stay and to remain in the heavenly place, seated with Jesus Christ. It's true that we are still walking on the earth, but we are seated in the heavenly place in Jesus Christ. And this is necessary for the Spirit to be filled or to be fed. If it's not like this, the fire is going to be quenched. In Laodicean church or in Laodicean age, let us take the scripture in Amos chapter 8, just a small prayer before we start. Let's bow our head. Amos 8 verse 11. Wonderful Heavenly Father, once more we present ourselves before Thee. You are the author of life, and in that life You emerge our heart and our lives. This morning we come once more before Thee, believing that You will answer, and You answer to our prayer, this thirst, this anger, this desire to be in Your likeness is in our heart and is in your bride. Come once more this morning to satisfy our hearts. Bless us. You know our needs. You see all the needs in the midst of Your church. Grant everything and make the hearts available, even with these small words, like few words that we say, to penetrate within us and to remain for eternity. You are the one who seals the word. Once more this morning, we call upon the name of Jesus Christ, the one who died and He resurrected and is alive and indwell in the midst of His church. We call upon Thy name to give You glory, honor. Give us what we need. Thank You, Lord. Thank You for all things that You are doing, and the movement of the Spirit is within us, and we want to stay with this anointment and with this blessing for You to be pleased to have redeemed your children. We adore You in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I'd like to read in Amos chapter 8, verse 11. Remember that this passage of the scripture is related with Revelation 3:21. The age of Laodicea is in the age of Laodicea, the age in which there was great anger on earth. Except Matthew 21 verse 19 and all the things. But in different ages from Genesis, there was in time of famine, also with Joseph, and we speak also about it. There there always been this time of famine, but God always prepare, or he always leaves a place where to feed his people. And also now in Laodicean age, more than before, there is this thirst and hunger, because there is this for this reason the Lord continue to exhort us, for us to be under his spirit, and for us to come out of the Laodicean age and to get into the age of Pentecost, where the hearts of the children, they go back to the hearts of the Father. So we need this desire of eating always the spiritual food, for the man should not live by bread alone. The spiritual food that we need, as Brother Frank, also Brother Brennan, his time, all the apostles, all the servants of God, they were feeding their soul in the presence of God, or with the action of God in their life, in their work, through experiences, through exhortation. If it was not with this, they would have been sterile. And the devil is doing this thing to trap us. But God grants us grace to have food in a great quantity, for us to give to the soul the right food at the right moment, and for us to continue to walk with the Lord. Let us read this passage of the scripture, and then you see how it goes perfectly together with Revelation. We know all this scripture perfectly. And also through the circular letter, we see how we are going at the end. Now the program or the plan of the believer, it must not be his personal program anymore, personal plan, but it must be of the church, of the unity of church. This is the only plan that God is exhorting us to have now. We do not have any other plan, or our own ideas, or the moment in which you say, I see it like this, and but we have all to think in the way that God thinks, not like Brother Frank think or Brother Franco, but we have to see as God sees. Behold, the day comes, say the Lord, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water. Today we have everything. We are needed of nothing. But he has written, not a famine of bread, not a thirst of water, but of hearing the word of the Lord. So from the mouth of the Lord is important. Laodicea age has everything, but he has to be born inside. And it must just to go deep in the heart of the chosen one, of the elect, that to find this food. And then this food inside you, you have to bring it out. Verse 12, and they shall wander from sea to sea, and from the north even to the east, they shall run to and fro to seek the word of the Lord and shall not find it. It's true. How many are those who find this? How many, through the message of the end time, this word that came, how many have found the right position or the right alimentation for them to be united in one body and to do the will of God, submitting themselves totally to the word of God and to the Spirit of God? This is the exhortation. This is the right position, because the age of Laodicea, it brings you the famine. It brings you not the famine of bread or thirst of water, but of the true word of God. And may God help us. And I believe that He is doing it through the exhortation and also preaching. He has to bring us in the Spirit of the Father, where the church was only the word of God, where the church became the word of God. About famine, he's talking about Elijah, the woman of Sarepta. There have been also Joseph. There have been different age where there was famine. If we take the example of Joseph, let's go in Genesis 47. I do not want to read it all, but you can hear, understand something, that the Spirit of God through Joseph, he led the people of Egypt to find the only food that was in disposition at that time. The Spirit of God made in the way, because it was the only, so it was like Joseph was the Pharaoh. He was a type of what the Lord says. He had the major authority after Pharaoh, exactly what Jesus had today. And when everything will go back in the end of God, then everything will come back as it was. But Joseph at that time, he was above all. I like just to read a passage here. Let us read 23, verse 23. Read this chapter well, and then you see how many things they can we can still apply them today. Then Joseph said unto the people, behold, I have bought you this day and your land for Pharaoh. Lo, here is seed for you, and ye shall sow the land. And it shall come to pass in the increase that ye shall give the fifth part unto Pharaoh, and the fourth part shall be your home, for seed of the field, and for your food, and for them of your household, and for the food for your little ones. And they said, thou hast saved our lives. Let us find grace in the sight of the Lord, and we will be Pharaoh's servant. So the conclusion is that it took all. If the Lord does not take all of us, I'm speaking spiritually. If the Lord does not take all, from everywhere they had to go and eat of that store food. Also, Jacob moved from his place to go to Egypt for it. God has to bring our soul to eat the last aliment that remains. For this reason, today the religion, denomination, is angry, is hungry, but they cannot satisfy it because of the pollution of Laodicean age. They think to have everything, but they don't have it. Instead, they need something to feed their spirit. We can go also deep here. You can see how the brothers are going here and there. They're running from here and going there. But in all this, God left a place where the food is in great quantity for us, for our children, and for as much as the Lord will add or will call. This famine is related to the Laodicean age. It's exactly like this. We cannot do otherwise. The Spirit of God is bringing us to the unity of faith and the unity of the spirit under submission of God. The bread, we do need it. Just to jump, let us go in Matthew chapter 4. Also here, there are many things to say, but then you can read it yourself alone. When the devil tempted the Lord in the beginning of his ministry, in the beginning of the work of the fulfillment of the work of God, he been tempted as all of us. In verse 4, he said, "But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Because he wanted to offer him the age of Laodicea. But the Lord Jesus Christ refuted or rejected him. Today they are breathing, eating everything." I'm saying it spiritually. Everything they find before them, they eat. Even coming from the religion world, we can say also coming in the message. But the Lord understands and he realizes. He say, "The man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." As we read in the book of Amos, I'll send a famine, not a hunger of bread or thirst of water, but of hearing the word of God. We need to hear only the word of God. Hallelujah. Is it right? Only that kind of word. We do not need, or we do not have to hear other words. We leave it in the religion word. We leave them in the religion. But we just want the word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. How? Through his body, through his church, there is a true food and a which is the true word of God. May God help us to go inside us to see that food is there. Or to search inside us. Let us continue here in the New Testament. Then I wrote down here, how are they not finding it? So that food, because they are not searching in the right place. What do your heart need? It needs answers for your lives, biblical answers. It needs truth. It needs to know the thoughts of God. He needs to know the movement of the Spirit. He needs to know the time in which he's living for it to walk in the path of the Lord, or in the step of the Lord. And he needs to feel that warmth of the Spirit of God. Is it true? That's at least me, I have this need of having or feeling all these things. And how should we have it if it's not from the Word of God or from the Spirit of God that's alimented or give power, supply power to our lives? They don't find it because they don't search in the right place. What God has done with the prophet at the end time, he done it in the eyes, in the sight of all the world. The first preaching that Brother Frank heard, he was in Karlsruhe, he was here in Germany, and he was there where he saw Brother Branham, and he was the true servant of God. We can feed ourselves of many things, but the only thing that can supply power in my life or in your life is the Word of God. The Word of God reveal step by step in your heart. For this reason, faith comes from what you and me hear and believe. Amen. That's why all these moments, or all this moment of gatherings, because within us God put, I wrote down here Ecclesiast, God has put in our heart that this feeling, the desire of eternity, is God who put it there. Everything that the devil has done in the Eden Garden although everything that the devil has done, God inside us put already the desire of eternity. I wrote it down in Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. In the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 3. 3 chapter 11. No, in chapter 3 verse 11. Here Solomon says a wonderful thing. God has put like an alarm or a bell in your life and in my life. He put this alarm bell for yourself. Through this alarm, you desire to eat the spiritual food or to live the spiritual life. Verse 11, he had made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he had said the word in their heart, so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. So it's a continuous research. So this anger and this thirst, as is written in Psalm 42, verse 2. My soul thirsted for God, for the living God. Amos 3:11. Thirst and hunger of the Word of God, of the Word of God. Amen. You see how things are going together. for this reason, they experience need call another experience. So here, the experience call another experience. The desire call another desire. So the deep call the deep. As the Lord lived, being in the world, he lived a life fully according to God and to the will of God. Is it possible? Yes, it's possible. Also in the youth, God put this spirit, he put this desire of eternity within us. There is this spirit of eternity. So you have to seek for it. You have to desire it. You have to, and step by step, then it's going to fill that empty place, because the world is living in the emptiness. They are living in the incapacity of understanding the will of God. They have difficulty to enter in there. May God help us to be conformed to the word of God. If this desire is in you and in me, we won't miss the appointment of the rapture. As we heard that Brother Frank say, there is this gathering now. For this reason, since the beginning, Psalm 50 verse 5 and other passages, there is this deep desire in the elect or in the chosen one. Is inside him, within him. For this reason, this verse in written in John 7:37, whom believe as the scripture said, whom believe in me, as the scriptures say, a river will flow out of his belly. We are gathered here because we all believe as the scripture say, and we desire to live as the scripture say, to glorify the name of the Lord. This is the true desire of the bride, without seeking for particular things, but the only desire that he has is to stay in the will of God and to go to the Lamb's Supper. I wrote also in another passage here in First Samuel chapter 3. We read something that is important. First Samuel chapter 3. And it goes together with what we are reading now. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord is precious in those days. There was no open vision. And it came to pass at that time when Eliam was laid down in his place and his eye began to wax dim that he could not see. And then here we see all the story how the Lord called Samuel. That's why I says there was no time where God left his people without having the manna coming straight above from heaven, or coming down from heaven for his people. And also this knowledge that is increasing. But if this knowledge is not the knowledge of God, the knowledge to seek the word of God or the bread of life is just an intelligence, is just the intelligence, or is just the capacity of a man to know all. But the action of God in his life is sterile. There are no fruits, as we heard. The fruits are missing. They are fruitless. The life of God must be in the life of the life of God must be in the life of a believer every day, not just once every week. Let us read first Luke chapter 6, 20-25. See this wonderful passage and precise. Luke chapter 6, 20. We can read from verse 24 that gives us a context. Here is is the word of blessing and hope. And we have also in Matthew chapter 5. And here there is a wonderful passage from verse 24. But woe unto you that are rich, for ye have received your consolation. You see the age in which we're living. And woe unto you that are full, for ye shall hunger. Have you never read this passage? You are full, for ye shall hunger. If we do not put it together with Amos 3:11, there is something wrong. Today there is anger of being in the likeness of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. This is all about it. His commission was to come and to redeem our soul, to redeem our lives. And he obeys. He was doing nothing if he was not what he seeth from the Father first. For this reason, in the life of a believer, we have to do the same. We have to see ourselves in his likeness, or to live as he lived. We have to see what comes from the Father, and he has to come within us through the action of the Holy Spirit. Then the action of God will come out. The experience, the obedience of the obedience to the precious and wonderful word of God. Another passage is in John chapter 6. John chapter 6. We have it here, John 6:35. Let us read from 34. Then say they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. Be careful. You see how today, by grace, because of this great abundance on food, and because of the consecration that the and of the anointment that God put over the church, upon the church and upon his people, and Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believe on me shall never thirst. Hallelujah. You see all this cycle. That is a continuous cycle. It's the continuous feeding. God, through his Spirit, through the Holy Spirit, he feeds our soul continuously. Here is the feeding. We cannot put it aside or say, I will do this, I do this, as we said in the beginning. This searching must be there. God is inside. This thirst and this anger is inside, is within us. We have just to supply or to feed our spirit. And I believe that the day will come, they will go forth fast for his return. Because we can see tiredness is there, and everything that we see, they are the world is doing in the way, either in politics, either in all the system, the iniquity is increasing, and there is a sufferance of people of God. In the true believer, there is really this sufferance because he see the injustice, and he said, Lord, till when? Till when? Till when all this will finish? For this reason, this Psalm 42, he said clear, my soul thirsted for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, where is thy God? Do you understand? Exactly as today, as the devil says to his bride, where is your God? Where is your God? For this reason, all the nature groaneth and waiting for the manifestation of the children of God. The nature is waiting for it. Is this desire? This desire must also be in you, in me, for the word of God to be accomplished in a way also Caesar and Pharaoh, when they see that accomplishment in your life, and he will let them, Caesar to Pharaoh, to leave you as people of Israel. They were left. So Pharaoh left them to depart from Egypt, because God he sent the plagues. Then Pharaoh has to leave the people of Israel to go out. And then we be in the throne, as is written in Thessalonians. And then he's going to be seated in the throne, as is written in the Thessalonians. But the bride won't be there at that time on the earth. Hallelujah. Here is written, where is thy God? That's why, still we're going back in speaking about the double portion of Elisha. When he asked of Elijah, he asked for his double portion. If you see me, then Elijah told him, when I will go, or I will ascend. If you see me going, then you receive the double portion. And then it took place. This double portion is here. Hallelujah. That's why the first and the latter rain. Why the latter? Because there won't be another one. Is the last. Also, here is a revelation that God gives us. The first and the last rain. Both of them, the first anointment, the first blessing, and the second blessing, the double portion of the Spirit, what the Spirit is waiting for now. And now is groaning, or the thirst or the groaning must come out of us. And this desire to reach this fulfillment. For this reason, he exhorts us, as we read in John, I'm the bread of life. He eat of me as the life in him. This life that he has to be in the midst of the bride and in the midst of the church. And I believe that God is doing it. He's able. For this reason, the last will be the first, and the first will be the last. There's a passage that I'd like to read. it what is happening, although this thirst and anger, because they're searching for it, but they are not finding it, because they are not sick, they are not searching for it, but they are not finding it, because they are not sick, they are not searching well. I'd like to read in Isaiah 29. It's a special word from verse 9. Isaiah 29. If you have this desire, you can read it home. I'd like to read the whole chapter, but I do not have time. Isaiah 29 verse 9. Stay yourself and wonder, cry ye out and cry. They are drunk, they are drunken, but not with wine. They stagger, but not with the strong drink. For the Lord hath poured out upon you the spirit of deep sleep, and hath closed your eyes. The prophet and your rulers, the seers hath he covered. The vision of all is become unto you as the word of the book that is sealed, which men deliver to one that is learned, saying, read this, I prayed him, and he said, I cannot, for it's sealed. And the book is delivered to him that is not learned, saying, read this, I prayed him, and he said, I'm not learning. I stop here. You see what is taking place, what takes place. But what took place at the end time, during the age of Laodicea, God sending the angel to reveal or to break the seals and to reveal us what it was written inside. Is it right? Is the bride of Christ. All others, they are blind. They are blinded. They don't see it. For this reason, also in Matthew 13, they have eyes to see, but they see not. They have ears to hear, but they hear not. We are at the end time. We are at the time in which God is giving us food, of his food for my soul and your soul to be restored as it was in Pentecost. Exactly. Exactly the same. Is it not the deep desire that you have? The seals were open. Now you cannot say you read, but I don't know how to read. No, you know how to read. Because everything, hallelujah. The others, they do not know how to read. They cannot read because they are. Then he continued, verse 14. I will continue to do. And then verse 13. Therefore, behold, now 14. God continued to do works also in the midst of Israel now. Even though they did not recognize the Messiah, God is protecting them. God is doing something wonderful. Also Morocco was added in the Abrahamic peace or Abrahamic accord. And as also Brother Frank said, the way or the path that Trump opened, it was what is supposed to take place. Is the beginning of the new era, peace and safety. Also, Morocco, it comes together now with it came together with Israel. We are really at the end. And it continue. Isaiah 29, verse 18. Isaiah 29, and in that day shall the deaf hear the word of the book, and the eye of the blind shall see out of the obscurity and out of the darkness. The meek also shall increase their joy in the Lord, and the poor among men shall rejoice in the Holy One of Israel. For the terrible one is brought to naught, and the scorner is consumed, and all that watch for iniquity are cut off, that make a man of an offender for a word, and lay a snare for him that reproveth in the gate, and turn aside the just for a thing of naught. To whom is this this word is addressed? For this reason, the book of Isaiah, also Matthew, when the Lord presented himself to so it's Isaiah 61 or Luke 4. Because he came for all those who were in need. He came to heal the sick. Isaiah 35 is speaking. To give sight to blind and to heal is something wonderful. For this reason, Amos 3 chapter 11 is connected to Laodicean age. We cannot separate them, and we are living this time, or what is written, more than before. We want to consecrate, and we want to draw nigh to the Lord. Romans chapter 7 verse 21, Paul says, he said in Romans 7:21, Paul says, I do what I do not want to do. The good that I want to do, I cannot. For this reason, there is still this battle in us. Grace, God has to grant us grace. And I believe that God grants already grace to the chosen one to overcome this time of weakness. Romans 7. For the good that I would I do not, but the evil which I would not that I do. From verse 18. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not. So it meant that I cannot do it, but God gave us strength and possibility to overcome. When I see people who say, every time that I seek or I draw near God, the devil is there to stop me. It's true. He will do all he can to stop you. But be careful. Having the inner power, the inner strength, or enduring that battle, the devil then will depart from you. And chapter 8 of Romans is for the elect, is for you and me. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. So the devil cannot condemn you anymore, because the Lord has blessed you, and what is blessed, he cannot be touched. Do you believe that? He cannot be touched. You cannot be let yourself touched by the devil. It's impossible. Even if when you want to remove or to he try to stop you, or he try to stop the right feeding of your food or of But if the devil can still do that, it means there is a way that is still there, that he must be made perfect. But the passage in Romans 8 is wonderful and it's precious for us. Also today, among the youth, I mean the young people not yet in the faith. He say, for the good that I would, I do not. For this reason, we have to resist. God won the word. Our faith triumph against the word. And we are living in this world. But God has granted us strength, the authority. He grants us authority. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's finished. The Lord sealed our lives. He sealed them in the way. Do you remember when Brother Branham spoke about the seal? He spoke as the train or the wagon is sealed, or the container when it's sealed, no one can touch it till he arrives to to the destination. And the owner can open that seal or can remove the seals. We see how God has foretold or foreknown all things. He knew that the resistance would have been there. Pharaoh would have resisted. But God granted us grace, and He put in us this desire of eternity. Is it true? What took place in the Eden Garden and is still taking place today in the world, and people are living off what happened in the Eden Garden. But as we read, the book was open, the seal, they were open, the seals, and we knew perfectly what has taken place and what God reserved for the chosen one. For that's where is our strength to resist to all the attack of the devil, and to endure till the fulfillment. Talking about the meeting, let us go in Hebrew chapter, I believe 11, or chapter 10, you say. Chapter 10, verse 25, or we start from 24. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. Also, this is important. If the works that I do are not done together with the love of God and faith, they are just man works. Even if I do it with all my heart, but they are still flesh, or like carnal works or human works. May God grant us grace to understand it. But if the love of God is in that works, because of the Holy Spirit, because of the experience of the word of God, and the work is be done through the Spirit of God, that thing is going to be for eternity. exactly as the Jesus, when they told him, Lord, when have we done this, or when